Welcome, foodies, to another exciting episode of Nonproductive Eats, which is probably not what we called any of the other episodes, but it doesn't matter. On today's episode of Nonproductive, we're going to talk a little bit about the best boardwalk food you can get.
This is what we're talking about is food that you get at the boardwalk at the New Jersey Shore.
That's right. Absolutely.
At the boardwalk.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should specify that this is regional, because I've been to a lot of shore locations in my travels, and I'm going to say what I've found in California by the shore is definitely different than what I find here
but
by the shore.
You don't have the shore. No, you don't have the shore in California. You have the beach.
Mm.
The shore
is a very New Jersey thing.
It is.
Okay, people don't understand that there's a difference between going to the beach and going down the shore.
In Michigan, they don't even have sand on their shores. It's just lakefront.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I just didn't feel like I was contributing. My name is Frank. I'm joined by Big Papa Pete, by James, and by Al.
Yay.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the food that we all love. And you're going to listen and then yell at us in the comments because we've inevitably forgot something that you care a lot about.
But that's ridiculous because I'm going to give the definitive answer on everything.
All right, cool.
Damn.
Sounds good.
There are right and wrong answers when it comes to shore food.
Speaking of wrong answers, I'd like to lead with a wrong answer.
Go nuts. Okay.
Every once in a while, when I'm really stupid, I go to the boardwalk and I order a candied apple. Or occasionally a caramel.
Why?
Because I don't like having teeth in my mouth, and I also like to have the ability to stick to anything I want for the next 12 hours.
I always think that. I'm always like, man, this caramel or candy apple is going to be the best, because I love apples. Why not just cover it in hard sugar? And I regret it every time.
Every time. It's
every
time. It's never a good idea. There are no situations where you can eat this thing. Like, maybe it's, in, like, a bib world. Like,
nothing that encourages you to bite into hard candy is a good idea.
No, it's stupid. The only thing I could think of is if you have apple slices and those are candied, then maybe give it a shot if you're covered in, like, also baby wipes. It's a dumb idea. I love them. They're delicious, but it's just pain.
Yeah, take slices of apple and dunk them in caramel.
Right.
And you know what? Save that for the fall anyway.
Yeah, right?
Why are you eating apples in the summer?
Exactly. Like that's,
summer is strawberries and blueberries and blackberries and raspberries.
It's true.
Lots of berries.
Lots
and
of
corn.
Berries.
Okay. So what about a better idea? Yeah, James?
So, you know, I don't necessarily think this is the intended topic when we talk about shore food, but I mean, you know, this is New Jersey. We got a lot of great fish, a lot of great shellfish.
Really? Huh. Okay.
I never ate any fish at the shore.
What?
Like, ever?
That's odd.
When I went there, I never, like, I'm going to get some fried shrimp or, a fish and chips or, that's never happened.
Whenever I am closer to water, I think,
seafood.
Let me get a seafood-like dish.
Have you been to the shore?
No. He's got a point, and it's, we're talking about two very different experiences at the shore.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the shore, seafood is abundant, but it's not usually something that you grab at the boardwalk and eat while you're walking down the boardwalk.
Right, okay.
Different between shore food and boardwalk food, right?
No.
So okay.
Yeah. Both of these things are shore food, but I'm not eating my, saltwater New Jersey bass on a stick while walking down the boardwalk.
You 100% put that in a hot dog bun. And your life is starting with the face because you leave the head on.
Yeah, we're talking about the difference between eating something on the boardwalk as opposed to going to a crab shack.
I will state, though, I did eat a shark kebab. Yeah, that was delightful. The sauce they put on that stuff is great. I do recommend it. Yes, I'll be in favor of that. Addendum, it was at the NJ State Fair, but that doesn't... Come on, that's close enough to shore food. Theoretically, it does exist.
No.
Boardwalks, carnivals.
It's the same.
Objectively, no, you're wrong.
All right.
But the one exception to seafood on the boardwalk is, and it's a dying breed lately, but the raw bars... The clam bar. Clam bar and oyster bar.
I've always wanted to try that.
More clam bar.
I completely forgot about those. You're right.
Yeah, it's not something you pick up and go walking and eat, but it is something you're sitting there at the boardwalk eating raw clams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That always made me feel like it was a ripe I'm like, recipe for at least indigestion.
But as long as they keep, that's the your best bet is to do it at the shore, though.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Because
as long as you just pulled it out of the water and threw it on ice, you're good.
Look, right. I'm just saying, I didn't want to go to that clam bar in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you know, it's good.
Like it, I just like, you know, something about this. I'm sure they're flown in fresh, but something about this just doesn't sit right.
Here's a general rule of thumb for raw clam bars. If you can't throw the clam shell back into the water when you're done from where you are eating it, then don't get the raw clams.
Oh, God.
Well, I think there was another mistake from going directly from dessert to fish. But let's keep this going. Any actual snack and or food that you would recommend from the boardwalk and or shore?
I'm going to say one that I think might be unpopular here, but I'm going to say pizza.
Pizza.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not. I mean, it's absolutely not unpopular.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I was afraid that somebody would be like, oh, you can't really walk around with it. Like, well, you can, but like, boardwalk pizza is some of the best pizza I've ever had.
You are absolutely correct.
You are correct.
It's fantastic.
I'd be wary of toppings at the boardwalk pizza.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
It depends on what they are. Like, pepperoni are probably safe, but like, anything that has fresh vegetables on it, it's going to be like raw vegetables on your pizza.
Yeah, that's my
opinion, which I'm not a big fan of. But yeah.
There's a huge variety of toppings you can get on the pizza that are perfectly acceptable.
And New York people, they're going to argue, right? They're going to hear this and they're going to say, but New York has the best pizza. And that's not necessarily true anymore. I said a lot of the people who used to make the best New York pizza, they retire and they come down here and then they open up another small little pizza shop here in Jersey. And
yeah. Also, like scientifically, they're wrong. Because that is not true. New Jersey pizza is the best.
The best pizzas are Three Brothers and Sawmill, Seaside Heights.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, Sawmill. Oh my God. Yeah,
Sawmill really pizza. Good. And what you have to understand, this is an error that has come up occasionally for novices with Jersey Shore pizza.
Right.
If you've never had Jersey Shore pizza before, just get one slice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know lots of people who's like, oh, no, I'm hungry. I'll eat two slices. Yeah, a slice is about the size of two personal pizzas that you get anywhere else.
Yep. Mm.
Like, slices are huge.
Yeah, I remember walking away with like two plates, like holding my pizza as I'm walking along. Like, you don't get more than one slice.
Yeah, you don't buy one. You don't buy a whole pie unless you're throwing a party.
All right.
And even then, you need to rent a car. You need to like rent a flatbed to get it to your house because it will not fit in a car.
All right. Since we brought up pizzas, I'm going to go with the perfect pairing for a slice of pizza, which would be French fries. For me, if I'm down the shore, it's crinkle cut fries. That must be stabbed with a trident or whatever the two-pronged version of a trident is. A bident?
Yeah.
A bident.
Yeah.
Yes.
And preferably heavily salted, yes. Cheese, optional, but highly recommended. Yeah.
And not melted like slices of cheese.
No,
we're talking like the, it's not whiz, it's the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, it's the,
might as well be wax.
It's the non-union equivalent of cheese whiz. Yes. Yeah. That is a definitely thing. Usually in a cart and occasionally in a bucket if you're in a really fancy establishment.
Yeah. Bucket fries. Those are the best.
Yeah.
That's good. Sometimes you get it with the shovel, like it's an actual like sand bucket and you get it with the shovel.
Really? I've never had that. That's awesome.
Ideally the shovel, these are fried in peanut oil.
Okay. Cool.
I never but not that. Necessarily.
Yeah.
In case you have a peanut allergy.
For those of you in Jersey, disco fries or just fries with gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous, delicious foods. Not for the boardwalk.
Yeah, no. You can't do disco fries at the...
The messiest you can go with your fries is cheese.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. You can't do Jersey poutine on the boardwalk.
Jersey... Disco fries. It's pronounced disco fries.
That's right.
It might be spelled Jersey poutine, but it's pronounced disco fries.
So, to bring this back around, we've had our dinner, right? Whether it's our fish or our pizza or whatever. For me, the shore for dessert has always been about the ice cream, but not really ice cream.
No.
Because in the shore, it's custard.
Frozen custard.
Frozen right. custard. Frozen, I don't even
soft
know.
Soft serve custard.
I don't even know how it's different than ice cream, but
egg.
Boy, is it great.
Egg is the ingredient.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. There's egg and custard.
And aren't there only like, there's like vanilla, orange and strawberry,
the
right?
The correct flavors are vanilla, orange, and chocolate.
Yeah. Vanilla, orange, and chocolate. Yes.
That's right.
The correct answer is vanilla, orange, swirl.
Correct. Yes, that is the correct answer. I was about to say the same thing. Yes. So we did prove that mathematically once again. Orange, vanilla, swirl.
Vanilla, orange, swirl. Like, yes, the swirl ice cream. Oh, my gosh.
It's a dream. It's a dream. Another delicacy. This is kind of a pro tip. The same frozen custard, but as a waffle sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Waffle
sandwich.
Waffles and ice cream.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's something else.
Oh, my stomach already hurts.
It's the sweet and the waffliness. Ah. you have not lived.
It's so much better than any ice cream sandwich, really.
That's right. Really I want to go a brief aside, if you will, because I'm not quite sure if I'm remembering this correctly. Now, the first time I ran into a pickle bar, or like a pickle on a stick, was the Ren Fair, which, again, New Jersey, New York, / whatever, Tuxedo Park Ren Fair, it's known for its fair food, and it's the turkey leg, it's the pickle barrel lady, is pickle on a stick a shore food in any way?
No,
not at all.
No, not at all.
I've seen chicken on a stick on the shore food.
Well, that's not a pickle.
That's not a pickle.
You don't usually do things on a stick at the shore.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen fried pickles, maybe fried pickle slices quite often on the shore.
You may run into them, but it's not really a shore food.
Yeah.
And especially the stick. The stick is a big no-no.
Because of the garbage.
Yeah, because sticks get dropped on the ground. Most of the time, sticks need to be pointy in order to stick into the food.
Yeah.
And pointy sticks on the ground go into feet.
Right.
Which is bad.
Right.
So no sticks in your boardwalk food.
That's a good rule of thumb. If you are the boardwalk food commissioner and you're listening to this podcast, and we know you are, just think about that.
Mm-hmm.
No stick food.
Yeah.
No. We did miss a couple of savory treats. Dinner treats.
Oh.
Italian sausage.
You are so correct on that one.
Italian sausage sandwich.
Because I kind of want to say that's, in a weird way, a carnival thing. Because, like, I know that's because I go to the Italiano festival all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and normally the Italian sausage is going to be there, and I'm so used to seeing it there. But I mean, I remember having it there. So it is different.
It's different at the shore because it's one of the signature smells at the boardwalk.
Yeah. Mm.
Because a boardwalk Italian sausage is a long Italian sausage split in half and pressed onto a hot griddle.
Yeah.
Yep.
A flat griddle. So you get the crispiness on the on both sides, and you just fold it together. Me, I like it plain. You know, I'll go straight into the sausage.
But when they put a bunch of
stuff, pepper and onions.
But when they put the peppers and onions on there, it's great because it falls into the sausage, right? Kind of like the sausage is a bun, and then it's got the bun on the outside, so it's like double bunned.
Double bun.
Yes. It's so weird. Like I've definitely seen them there. I never had them there because, like, it's that weird thing of, like, I'm so used to having with Italian sauce. Like, there's, like, you know, it's like just like, it doesn't. There's no tomato sauce on it. How can I call this an Italian sausage?
What about any other savory foods you got for us, Pete?
Oh, sure. The best Philly cheesesteak in the world is at the Jersey Shore.
Oh, I'll agree 100% on that.
I'm not sure if that could be legally said.
No, absolutely. No.
We just made a lot of enemies.
That's gospel truth.
Absolutely.
Where?
And where do the best cheesesteaks come from? There's one right answer.
Which is?
Midway Steaks.
Oh, all right.
Midway on the boardwalk in Seaside Heights.
Wow. That's when you've been saying, you had like Sawmill Pizza. I remember that like vividly, but like you're pitching this cheesesteak place, and I'm like,
can you picture it?
No, this is one that's over middle my head.
Middle of the boardwalk, got a giant lemon on the top.
Oh, all right.
Yellow roof.
Oh, okay.
Rotating
you
giant lemon.
You had to say lemon. I got it now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that there is Midway Steaks, famous for their cheesesteaks.
All right. Well, let's segue now that you brought up lemon to drinks just temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
Lemonade is a guaranteed fresh squeezed lemonade with the medieval torture devices that they use to make the lemonade. For me, I don't know. Lately, I've been seeing more root beer stands springing up at on the shore.
Yeah, there's and there's a special kind of root beer.
Yeah.
There is.
I'm not sure if I'm a big fan of it, but it's unique, and it's one of those things that you have to treat yourself every year if you go down.
I agree.
Yeah. Lemonade for me is the giver.
But
is
if
the
you're
key.
Thinking of a specific root beer, though, I think like a Stewart's is probably the one to go with.
Stewart's is, yeah.
Yeah.
Stewart's, and not every place has the Stewart's, but everywhere down there, the no matter what brand of root beer they carry, they all have that kind of Stewart's taste. It might be something with the water that they're mixing in there. But everything, any soft drink you get on the boardwalk has that little hint of root beer in it. And it's always got to be served in one of those waxed paper cups. Kind of they don't really have it at fast food joints anymore.
Yeah. Right?
With the chipped ice.
That's right.
And it's got a certain, very certain extra taste to it.
Yeah.
Delicious. Thirst quenching.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It has to be.
Yeah, not a lot of signature drinks.
Yep.
But I was
beer.
Beer. More beer.
Yeah.
Going back to dessert, though, I can definitely think of one other dessert that really comes to mind when I'm walking the boardwalk, and that'd be funnel cake. Like, funnel cake, that's so many memories attached to that one. But
I respect you and your memories, but you're wrong. You're wrong. Funnel cake is not a shore food.
It's not a
funnel cake is a state fair food.
Oh, is it really?
It's a lot of places, but it's not the shore. The
accent
fried,
is rising.
It
up.
Is, isn't it?
Yeah.
The fried dough of choice at the shore is the Zeppoli.
Which I didn't even think about until you mentioned it.
I don't know if I agree, though. To me, Zeppolis have always been like small town fair food.
Yeah, for me, definitely. They're poppable. You could go from one ride to the other.
Yeah.
For me, Zeppoli is a small town fair food. For the funnel cake is at the shore.
Yeah, funnel cake's at the shore. You get a nice seat by the water, by the sand. You sit down with your funnel cake. You and your partner, your lady, your man, whoever you got. You sit and you pick at it.
Why is the accent coming up on you?
Anyway,
it's just wonderful.
Well, what accent?
I would also say, like, you don't get the variety of funnel cake at like state fairs and carnivals. Like, that's really a sure thing too. Is like you. Like, you don't just get, like, the powdered sugar one. There's, like, a bunch of other ones.
They're busy deep frying everything known to God.
Oh, yeah, man.
And the fried Oreos.
Speaking of
shores,
yeah. Deep frying everything known to man. Oreos, mm-hmm. Twinkies. Mm-hmm. What else are they deep frying these days?
Again, mostly at fairs, but in boardwalks, I've seen peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yes.
I've seen like fried Coke, which is ridiculous.
Coke?
What is
like,
yes.
The soda?
Oh, I know what fried Coke is.
I think they.
It's not cocaine.
No,
I know.
I think they actually put soda in. Like they use the soda to make the batter that they fry batter in. So it has vaguely Coke taste to it, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And they usually douse it in some Coke syrup. Also,
Nut butters or whatever those little nutter butters, yeah, whatever
nutty
that
buddies.
Thing, yeah,
fried nutty buddies. Oh, that sounds
ho hos, ding dongs,
yeah,
that
basically
whole,
anything
the whole
that could be,
line.
Yeah, anything that could have been an insult in the 30s, they fried it. Look at this ho ho, ding dong thinks he's doing a podcast.
Okay,
oh, now I'm doing a stupid accent. Al, you're the last one.
Oh, I think I'll make it without it, actually.
Oh, all right,
I might be able to make it through this. But yeah, like a fried anything. Those are that's I'm gonna say like vivid memories. Fantasy Island, like going and getting funnel cake. Man, that was that's the shore to me.
Pretzels.
Fantasy Island. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretzels.
Yeah.
I like myself. See, I didn't get a lot of chances to get pretzels, like, you know, the hot soft pretzels that you get elsewhere. It's always hard pretzels in the outside world, but like. You could get a soft pretzel in New York City. You could get a new soft pretzel down the shore or at a fair.
But they're very
or
different things.
Yeah.
They are.
The soft pretzels in New York City have that that char.
Yes.
Like they're cooked over charcoal or something.
Mm-hmm.
And not
these
so
are steamed.
Yeah,
down the shore, which I prefer. And, you know, that's my savory treat. I didn't really eat the sausages, if you know what I mean. Huh? I just don't.
Why you gotta do that?
I don't like sausage.
Why you gotta make it a thing?
No, I was just saying that I didn't like sausage.
No, I get that.
But yeah, I mean,
it's
in a weird way, I think that like the pretzels are very iconic for the shore, but like it's oddly not the food I would go to the shore for, if that makes any sense. Like, when we were talking about funnel cake and pizza, it's like, and cheese steaks, it's like, no, that's what the, you get the best ones there. Like, it, while it's definitive, it's like, now you still get a Philly soft pretzel, probably better off than this one. But, hey, it's very iconic to the shore.
It's because, you know, there's stuff that you can get at the shore.
Yep.
You can get just about anything at the shore. But that's not necessarily make it a shore food.
Yeah.
Like, surprisingly enough, hot dogs. Right. Not a big shore food.
No, not at all.
There's nothing distinctive about a Jersey Shore hot dog.
No.
Cotton candy.
Not
cotton candy is cotton candy. Yeah. You know, it's there, but it's not, you know, oh, Jersey Shore. One thing we didn't bring up, saltwater taffy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Saltwater taffy, that's the one you take home.
Yep.
That's what you're popping in the car on the way back.
Yep. So you actually eat your saltwater taffy.
I give it to relatives.
Yeah, I just keep it in a drawer somewhere, forget about it, and then it becomes
it's
cement.
Exactly what Frank said. Like, it's stuff like, oh, we're at the show, let's buy some saltwater taffy, and then never eat it. Like, it never comes around to, like, we should be eating this. Like, we just forget.
Yeah, you usually give it to the out-of-town, the out-of-state guests that you have.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Oh, hey, yeah, I have some saltwater taffy I got for you.
It is our cultural food, I think. If you want to give someone something from New Jersey, you'd be like, here is
Taylor ham.
Saltwater taffy. Taylor ham flavored saltwater taffy.
Yes, that's iconic.
I don't. So, what are we coming down on? What is the most iconic boardwalk food? What's going to win? Oh, most iconic.
For me, it's got to be pizza.
Really? I can't go with pizza.
It's got to be it's the custard, man.
The custard is very close.
If it's
pizza's what I got to get, but
I'm going to say for me it's got to be the funnel cake.
It's not even a shore food. It's not Zeppoli.
What's our winner?
The winner, the correct answer is what James said. It's the custard.
It is.
I mean, think about it. You're walking along the boardwalk. You see that image, that custard, the swirl is like on the top of like the next 10 things you pass as you walk down it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're talking about imagery, it's that. You know what I mean?
If you want to cool yourself down, that's what you're
going to
go with.
If there's one thing that you're actually going to eat and know that you're at the shore, it's the frozen custard.
All right. Well, there you go. That's the official ruling. You can't argue against it. But if you do want to argue against it, leave your meaningless comments in the post here.
And I want to give a special shout out one thing, because everything that we mentioned is pretty darn traditional. The one addition in recent years to shore food, cheese balls.
Cheese balls?
Yeah, the fried cheese balls.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, made popular from the MTV show The Jersey Shore.
I have not heard of it. I have not heard of that show.
No?
No. I have not heard of that network or
that
show.
Keep it that way.
No, I have not. I do not recognize those words you used.
Oh, Lord.
Nope. It's like MTV. It's like VH1 for kids.
Listen. Why don't we stop talking about this? We don't need a situation here.
Yeah, that, I don't think. You just did a voice.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.